morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week I've been talking about what it means to trust the Bible. And I told you there are three key words: that the Bible is true, everything that it claims, everything that it teaches, everything that it affirms is true. It is authoritative. It comes from God Himself, who created the world, who reigns over the world, who is the judge of the world. So it has authority behind it, but it is also sufficient. It is sufficient in that it gives us an explanation as to why we are here as human beings, what our purpose is, what we are supposed to be doing and accomplishing, how we accomplish it, everything we need to have a full and abundant life, to have a prosperous and successful life. God tells us in His Word. Now, it doesn't tell us all the specifics about how to do every part of our job or how to fix a car or how, you know, it doesn't tell us everything that we might ever want to know, but it tells us everything we need to know about the purpose of life and what life is all about and what are the realities we need to embrace in this life as we go about our business, do our jobs, do the different things we have. How do we have meaning and joy and purpose behind it? It's sufficient for those things, again, because of who it comes from. If the Bible is the Word of God, it comes from our Creator, the one who designed us and who loves us more than anything else because He sent Jesus Christ to die for us. So He knows what we need to have and what we need to know, and He gives that to us. He reveals it in the Bible. Now, that's what I think it means to trust the Bible, but how do we know we can trust the Bible? That's an entirely different question that can go in a lot of different directions. You know, how do we take this book with all these words in it from sources from, the Bronze Age in the Middle East from so many millennia ago? How do we know that that actually is the Word of God, that we can trust it, that it is true, authoritative, and sufficient? Well, there are many related topics to that question that I've spent weeks on this program. That's why the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. But specifically this week, I told you I want to address Christians who have some questions about, can I trust the Bible? You know, shouldn't I trust God and not the Bible? And I've told you, no, that it's the same thing. If the Bible is the Word of God, then if we trust God, we're going to trust His Word. We're going to trust what He says. So yes, we should trust God, but that means we should trust the Bible. I've addressed the question, well, are we limiting God to a book by trusting the Bible? And I've said no. In fact, we're expanding our mind of what God can do, because we're saying that not only can God do all kinds of things outside of what's written in the Bible, but God can even use a book to accomplish great things. That's part of what it means to trust the Bible, is that our God knows how to reveal Himself and accomplish great works through a book, which no other human author can do in a book. But God can. So we're not limiting God. We're affirming the sovereignty and power of God by trusting the Bible. But let me share some things about what the Bible itself says and also what Jesus says. Some people say, well, I follow Jesus, not the Bible. But again, I don't think you can do that. I think if you're going to make any kind of evidence-based, reasoned-based opinion on what Jesus taught, you've got to agree that Jesus said we should trust the Bible. So if you're trusting Jesus, again, you're going to trust the Bible. So let me give you an example. Joshua chapter 1, this is of what the Bible affirms about itself. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River. Now, what I want you to notice about this passage is that this is an actual quote from God. It says, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. So that phrase, Moses, my servant, is dead, is, according to the book of Joshua, the very words of God. This is a quote of God's speech. And you will find examples of that all throughout the Bible, of God directly speaking. And then you find later on different affirmations that everything, even if it's not a direct quote from God, everything really is the Word of God. So you see examples of this in Jesus' own teaching. He calls the Bible the Word of God. Luke 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Blessed rather are those who hear the Word of God and obey it." In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus answers Satan in the temptation, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Here it is, the words from the mouth of God. Mark 7:13, Jesus is debating with the Pharisees, and he talks about what the Word of God says and what their traditions say, and he says, "Thus you nullify the Word of God," speaking specifically about the commandments in the Old Testament. "You nullify the Word of God for the sake of your traditions." So Jesus is very comfortable using this phrase, Word of God, to describe what the Bible is. Then you have other scriptures in the Bible that talk about this, such as 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture, all of it, not just the parts that are quotes from God, but all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, rebuking, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, Joshua 1 is an actual quote from God. Notice how it also teaches the sufficiency of God's word. God says to Joshua, "Be strong and very courageous." This is verse 7. "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you." So see, it's authoritative. You must be careful to obey it. "Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." There's the sufficiency of Scripture. It is a guide to success. It's not just an authority to beat you over the head and tell you, you must do this, you must do that. It is a guide to tell you how to be successful in all you do. It is the ultimate resource for life. So this is just one example of what the Bible says about itself. We could look to many other places. How about Isaiah 55, verse 10? "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth." And this, again, is one of these verses where it's God speaking. And he says, you know, as rain waters the earth, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. When God gives a command, when God gives a promise, when God gives instruction, God says, my word will accomplish what I have set out to do. So again, this is God almost responding to this charge that, oh, well, you're limiting God to a book when you trust the Bible. No, God says, this isn't any ordinary book. This is my word. This is how I reveal myself, and this is how I accomplish things. God's revelation through the Bible is an act in and of itself. God is acting in speaking. He is revealing. He is being powerful in presenting who he is to the world that desperately needs knowledge about him. This is God acting in the world through a book. Yes, it is through a book. He acts in other ways, but let's not limit God by saying he can't accomplish much through a book. And so this is why I believe we should trust the Bible. Now, tomorrow I'm going to look at Hebrews 4:12. Which I think tells us a lot more about the sufficiency of Scripture. The Word of God is living and active. I'll look more specifically at that verse and then talk a little bit more about what Jesus says about this topic. So until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.